Chapter 17 Homunculi. She found Heidi in Cabinet's bar, monochromatically resplendent in a sort of post-Holocaust drum majorette jacket cut from several different shades and textures of almost black. Fuckstick's cards worked?
Two did,
said Heidi, raising a steaming glass of clear liquid in a highball glass. Her fresh-cut hair had been re-blackened, likewise in several shades, and she seemed to have hit the makeup counter as well.
What's that?
Hollis asked, indicating the glass.
Water,
Heidi said, and sipped.
Want to go to Paris with me tomorrow morning?
What for?
My day job. There's a vintage clothing fair. I may have found someone who knows what Big End wants me to find out. Part of it, anyway.
How did you find them?
I think she's dating the keyboard player from the Bollards.
Small world, said Heidi. And he's the only cute one. Rest are homunculuses.
Homunculi.
Little douchebags, Heidi countercorrected.
I'll pass. Throat's bothering me. Fucking planes. No, Eurostar.
I mean the one I came over on.
When are you back?
Day after tomorrow, if I can find her tomorrow.
I guess I'll take Milgram then.
How was he?
Profoundly fucking peculiar.
Hollis blew gently on the thin tan island of foam afloat in her half pint of Guinness to see it move, then drank some. Always a mysterious beverage to her, unsure why she'd asked for it. She liked the way it looked more than how it tasted. How would it taste, she wondered, if it tasted the way she thought it looked? No idea.
Though maybe not in such a bad way.
Not his fault Big End found him. We know how that is.
Roberts found me a gym. Old school. East side.
End, not side.
He's cute.
Don't you dare. No civilians, remember? If you'd stuck with the rule, you wouldn't have to be divorcing Fuckstick.
Look at you. Motherfuckers on YouTube jumping off skyscrapers in a flying squirrel suit.
But it was your rule, remember? Not mine. After the boxers, you stuck with musicians.
Homunculuses, Heidi said, nodding. Douchebags.
I could have told you that, Hollis said.
You did.
The bar's level of early evening drinking crowd noise tilted suddenly. Hollis looked up and saw the Icelandic twins, their identical frosty pelts aglitter. Behind them, somehow worryingly avuncular, loomed Big End.
Shit, said Hollis.
I'm out of here, said Heidi, putting down her water and standing, giving her shoulders an irritated shrug within her new jacket. Hollis rose too, half pint in hand.
I'll have to speak with him, she said, about Paris.
You're the one with the job.
Hollis, said Big End, and Heidi, delighted.
Mr. Bellend, said Heidi.
Allow me to introduce Idis and Friedrika Brandstatter, Hollis Henry and Heidi Hyde.
Idis and Friedrika smiled identically, in eerie unison.
A pleasure, said one.
Yes, said the other.
I'm leaving, said Heidi, and did, men turning to follow her with their eyes as she strode off through the bar.
She isn't feeling well, said Hollis. The flights affected her throat.
She is a singer?
Asked either Idis or Friedrika.
A drummer,
said the other.
May I speak with you for a moment, Hubertus?
Hollis turned to the twins.
Please excuse me. Take these seats.
As they settled into the armchairs that Hollis and Heidi had vacated, Hollis stepped closer to Big End. He'd forgone the blue suit this evening and wore one in some peculiarly light-absorbing black fabric that somehow looked as though it didn't have a surface. More like an absence, an opening into something else, antimatter paired with mohair.
I hadn't known Heidi was here, he said. We're all surprised, but I wanted to tell you that I'm going to Paris tomorrow to try to speak with someone who may know something about hounds. I thought I'd take Milgram.
You got along?
Well enough, considering. I'll have Pamela email you in a few minutes. She can handle any reservations. Don't bother. I'll keep track of expenses. but I don't want to give up my room here, so I'll keep it, and you can cover that.
I already am, Big N said, plus incidentals. Can you tell me anything about Paris?
I may have found someone who was involved with whatever the beginning of Hounds was. May, that's all I know. And it may not be true. I'll call you from there. Anyway, you've got company.
Smiling in the direction of Edith and Frederica, now coiled like slender, silvery Arctic mammals in their matching armchairs.
Good night.